Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're all about the Archers. I'm Philippa.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are here to talk to you all about what's happened in the week so far. We will be covering Sunday the 17th of March, Monday the 18th of March and Tuesday the 19th of March. There will be spoilers. So Lauren, what do you think of the week so far? What do you think about tonight, Tuesday's episode?
First thing I'll say about the week so far is that I can't believe Sunday's episode came and went with not one mention to St. Patrick's Day. Isn't that unusual?
You are right. Didn't even call the longest living pony Patrick as a reference to St. Patrick's Day.
No. Nothing.
No, you're right.
Tonight's episode, though, I'm sick to my back teeth of this horse rubbish. It hasn't even kicked off yet, and I've had a complete enough about of it. I don't care who the oldest horse in the world is, living or dead, and I don't care if George has got anything to do with it. And I find it even more bizarre that new Robert is getting involved in that sort of storyline as well. So, mad. I'm sure we'll come on to new Robert later.
Oh, we will.
But to continue
we will.
With tonight, I liked hearing about Brian hadn't just been for a swim in the new spa with an outdoor heated pool. I feel like I'd quite like to get there. Not with Brian, but just there anyway. And yeah, Miranda. She's on the scene, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. And she's got tea to spill, hasn't she? You know, all the news on Justin.
What did I miss? Because I was writing things down and then I heard him. I feel like I missed a key point about Justin. So what did I...
She was spilling the beans on how basically she was the one with money and Justin had lost all his on the market. So marrying her,
right.
He married up, basically. And she's the one that provided,
right.
According to Miranda, the finances for him to then move forward. So, yes, that's fascinating.
So do you remember Miranda from beforehand?
Do you remember Miranda? Yes, I do remember Miranda. Yes. And they were quite sort of spiky with each other by that point because the marriage was deteriorating. But yes, very interesting.
Maybe I do sort of. How long have they been? Maybe I feel like I do remember Miranda a little bit when I just started listening. Maybe she was still on the scene, but they were definitely broken up.
Yeah, for now, you're putting
how
me on the spot.
How many years ago
was
that then?
Because they had
a couple of
homes, there was, one of them would be in one home and there was all... There was a lot of shenanigans going on, but I can't remember. I think it's quite a while. I mean, he's been with Lillian quite a while because they were going to get married and then they actually didn't get married. Lillian and Justin decided just to be partners in life. So I don't know.
Maybe it's around that time that I'm remembering them because maybe there was something to do with the divorce at Miranda. But I definitely feel like I've heard from Miranda before. But yeah, but she's back and seemingly very interested in Brian, trying to get him back to her house for we don't need coffee, we've already had coffee.
And Brian is on cloud nine at the moment. He's very happy. I can't wait to find out how Justin reacts when he discovers that Brian is seeing Miranda. And it was lovely that Kate and Alice were so supportive of Brian this week.
I know.
But what will they say? That'll be interesting. And I love the fact that Kate worked it all out by the purplish tint aura. I mean, is she actually... I've always laughed and thought her aura...
Maybe she's onto something.
Yes! Do we need to listen to Kate from now on? That's worrying.
That was one of my faves from this week, actually, was Kate and Alice both coming together with their descriptions of Brian recently and saying that he's perky, jaunty and cheerful with a purple aura and overpowering aftershave. I quite liked that as a description of a man who's in the first flushes of dating again. Something I did pick up on, though, and having not been widowed or divorced, I don't know if this would happen, but I thought, for two people on a date, which I assume this is, they talk an awful lot about their ex-partners or deceased partners. Like, it went on for a long time. But then I guess they've got that history then. Maybe that would come up quite a lot. But there's not much talk about anything else really going on.
To me, that seemed quite healthy that, as you say, yes, they knew each other's partners so they can have a more open discussion about it. And the fact that Brian isn't... almost pretending, you know, his time with Jenny didn't happen. They are talking about it. I think that's quite healthy. I mean, Brian almost sort of did a bit of a growl tonight at one point. And I thought, oh my goodness, he's back to his naughtiness. Hi jinx, Brian. Hi jinx. But
Quentin was there high-fiving himself over the growl.
Okay, there are two key things that we need to talk about tonight.
Yes.
The first one is new Robert. The second one is... what do you eat with
chips pies? Or mash?
Yes, but let's do with Robert Mark II, new Robert, thoughts, observations, okay. Feelings.
I haven't been listening for quite as long as everybody else who does this here podcast. So maybe I'm not as bonded to characters that I've heard all that much from. And Robert, to me, I haven't heard all that much from. I have always enjoyed him saying Lindy and just being sort of very soft and gentle, sort of complimenting her almost. This Robert, I found him a little bit snappy. And when he described himself as not hospitable enough, I thought, oh, that might be quite apt, actually. One of the things he said very early on, one of his first lines was, oh, fabulous, that's just brilliant, I've split the yoke. And I thought, whoa, what an intro. But I want to know your opinion, Philippa, because you've been much more involved with these characters for a long time.
Like you, I have fond feelings about old Robert, Robert Mark I. And obviously, we're very sorry that the actor died and has been replaced. And social media, it's fair to say, have been very unhappy about new Robert. I have to say, I have never liked a replacement when it's happened. I've always railed against it. I've always thought they don't sound right. They're not this, they're not that. And over time, I've realised that actually, I'm fine with it. So I am going to trust the team that they know what they're doing. And they must have had a very specific reason to give us grumpy Robert rather than normal, placid, kind Robert. And I'm sure it can't be that it made us all grind our teeth and say, that's not Robert. I am going to put my faith in the Archers team and say it will be all right. And I really hope that comes true. But I felt so sorry for new Robert because Lindy is trying to give him a hobby. He didn't even say he wanted a hobby. He just doesn't want to be cooking for Mr. Philpot. And she's going and the botanical watercolour painting. I just thought, my goodness. And Linda's primroses were a work of art. And the merest dab of the brush can change everything. And poor Robert's like, yeah, in the wrong way. So I'm going to trust in the team, but I'm not enjoying it yet. It's not the Robert that I know and love, but
you'll get used to it, well, I guess. Yeah, and we all will. How many times would you say this has happened over the years that you've been listening that a character's been replaced?
Oh gosh, quite a few. I mean, Pip, Tom, Tony,
Emma.
Exactly. And each time it happens you think, oh, they're not the same, they're not right. And yet 5-10 years later, you don't think about it. So don't worry, everyone. No. Give it 5-10 years. We'll all be
fine. Don't worry. We've got other things to worry about. Anyway, we've got to worry about whether or not we would have chips or mash with pie.
We could have done a whole episode of this podcast on this very subject, Lauren. Okay, yes, we've got all the food to go through. But Tracy was talking to Chris in the ball and he'd ordered a pie and she said, do you want chips or mash with it? Chris chose mash. We've put a poll on Twitter, on Instagram. The consensus is mash. Lauren, what's your view?
I would always have mash with pie, always. But I love chips. I would forgo pie and mash for a plate of chips. But with pie, it's mash. What about you?
You see, it depends. I don't want to talk about it too long. I'll summarise. Depends where you're eating it. If you're out at like a fish and chip shop, then pie and chips, lovely. If you're at home with mash and you've got a substantial quantity of gravy, then I'm fine with mash. So placement.
You need the gravy.
You can't just jump to conclusions, or I can't, about what to go with it. It takes careful analysis. But there we go. I think we've covered the essential points. Any other faves this week?
I quite like the sound of the botanical watercolour painting class. I'm quite into my watercolours, so I think I would have had a nice time there, but not if I had Lindy talking about how wonderful she is and Robert absolutely grimacing throughout, but I quite enjoyed. What about you?
I loved Tracy asking Linda in the pub if she wanted the house savvy Blanc, and Linda said the Sauvignon Blanc. Yes. I like that. I liked hearing Stella and Hannah talk. I like Hannah refer to Natasha as the glamorous fruit and nut woman.
You might have also have loved all the food mentions, because there were plentiful this week.
Now, I'm sure I've missed some, but I'll rattle through them. I heard smashed avocado, crispy bacon, vinegar, runny eggs, pork sausages, tofu scramble, buttered toast, hay for Bartleby, chips or mash with pie, curry and rice, dinner out, bowl of olives.
Yeah, I had six course tasting menu as dinner out. They were deciding whether or not to have that. But I had all of that as well. So yeah, well done, both of us.
Any flops?
Yeah, so I've already alluded to not being interested in this oldest horse in the world nonsense. Another flop for me was Pip rocking up at Stella's house with Rosie. Rosie spending seemingly 4 hours getting ready for a puppet show, then putting it on. And Pip just letting her get on with it. And I was just thinking, this is literally my worst nightmare, that someone would turn up at my house with a child and say they're going to put you on a show. And I'm thinking, I've got loads of other stuff that I'd rather be getting on with. So big flop for me. And then another flop, or maybe just slightly weird thing I found, was Chris referring to Tracy and calling Tracy Auntie Tracy. Like, the age difference there can't be all that much.
But Susan is Chris's mum.
Yeah, so I get that they
sorry.
He is his auntie.
Okay,
but I just thought she can't be that much older than him to then refer to him as. For him to refer to her as Auntie Tracy, but he said it like he'd said it millions of times.
Maybe that's just because they needed to remind us that they are related.
Yes, maybe.
Maybe that was the way. You know how they announce people's names sometimes. Yeah, sorry, I should have realised that you knew they're related. It was a bit obvious. Very like you. I thought Rose's 10-hour puppet show was extraordinary. And the fact that she was up till sort of it seemed past midnight on a school night. And the fact that Pip called Stella and said, there's something you have to see. I thought, is it a film crew? Is it an award? No, it's Rosie behind the sofa with some puppets that she's made. Why didn't Stella just sit there at least with a curry and eat it while watching this puppet show? She could have done that.
Hannah must have been thinking, I'd rather have my lounge back now, please.
Yeah.
Like, rather than all of this going on.
Do you think Hannah and Chris are going to be a thing?
One of my predictions is about Hannah and Chris. Do you think it could be another overlap in time for him to get back with Alice?
I hope for Hannah's sake that it's okay, because I feel sorry for her. You know, she had that difficult time with Tom and I want it to be okay, but I want Chris to get back with Alice, but they don't work together. So I don't know. I feel for Hannah.
I don't know. I don't see Hannah and Chris as a couple, if I'm being honest. I find Hannah quite prickly, and I think Chris needs someone a bit softer, particularly now.
That's true. That's true.
I'm not a big Hannah fan, if I'm being honest. I feel bad that she feels sad about what happened with Tom and everything, but I find her a bit grating.
And that's why I love Hannah, because she is brittle and says what she thinks. And you're right, actually, she's not going to be a huge fan of Martha.
She was so awful to Emma. I feel like I'll never forgive her for the way she spoke to Emma. like all of the things she said about her when she was trying to get house and stuff like that. And she was just so mean to her. And now she'd be interested in going out with Emma's brother. Really?
It's true. But then George got Hannah, you know, pushed Hannah out of the house. And so she's been sofa surfing for a while. So a bit of payback. But you're right. No, you are right. The voice of reason, Lauren. But we're running out of time. Star of the week. Who is it?
I had to dig deep for my star of the week because I didn't feel like anybody was super deserving. But I've given it to Linda, who was star pupil, so therefore deserved star of the week. And also I've given it to her because her and Tracy discussing the fact that all women had now been ousted from the cricket team managerial level. And one little swift word from Linda and we've got it's all back on the table. So yeah, Linda's my star of the week for the week. What about you?
My star of the week is Mr. Philpott, the guest of Robert and Linda's, because he was complaining about everything and even complained about the mirror that he didn't like how he looked in the mirror. I was like, yeah, this is classic. Yeah. So that was my predictions. Good. You've given me one. Any other prediction?
That was it. Yeah. And I just wonder what will happen. I do believe that Brian will take Miranda along this Friday to the do that they're going to. I feel like that's going to happen. So it's all love is in the air for my predictions, or maybe not.
Does Anderson have his hearing soon as well, where he finds out, or is that in another week or two?
I don't know. Were we given a date? I feel like it was just alluded to that it was going to be happening at some point. But we definitely haven't heard from any of those guys this week, have we? Maybe not.
I had a couple of predictions. One that Chris didn't listen to Tracy properly. So he thinks that she was saying that Lindy wants to be chair of the cricket committee. And actually the way Linda seems to be taking over anything that Robert could do, maybe she will end up as chair of the cricket committee. And also I think that the ball is going to start selling pies with a third option, mashed chips or roast potatoes.
What about all three?
Oh, yes, with gravy. Now you're talking. Yeah. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah. That's it from us. There will be no interview this Saturday because we're going back to once a fortnight, but we've got an absolutely superb one planned for the week after. Can't wait for that. So we'll all be back next Tuesday. It'll be all four of us. And until then, it's a goodbye from me.
And a goodbye from me.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.